from the Sound of Life studios, in this corner, it's Joe Hunter with the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Get ready to ramble!
So, at first, I have to admit, at first I thought this was a little self-serving, you know. I'm kind of convinced that we spend, and I may be in the same boat. Coming up, but you know, when you get, when you're old and you're like, when you obviously are near the end of your life, I mean, we're all gonna be there. It may be today for somebody who doesn't know. So, you know, I mean, that's just reality. We need to prepare for later instead of trying to hang on to this life so much. But in any event, you may have a bucket list and these Ambulance Wish Foundation, it's called the Ambulance Wish Foundation. They're using their medical transportation. Don't tell anybody, because I don't know if this is on the sly or not. No, it's on the up and up. And they're helping immobile seniors or hospice patients to do something that they would like to do, like maybe go to the zoo or visit. Sometimes they want to visit a casino. See, that's the reason I was like, oh, wow, you know, right? That's a great way to prepare for heaven. But I'm being kind of critical. I'm sorry. Sometimes you want to go to the beach. Now, sometimes couples want to renew their vows. Sometimes they want to go to church. That's a great thing to do. That's a really cool thing to do. So see, I was being a little jumping on that, being a little too judgmental, too quick. Well, there's a team of 270 medically trained volunteers in this organization. They do 5 or 6 trips for seniors like every day. And since the charity launched back in 07, they've fulfilled over 7,000 hospital patient wishes. You know, as I said, the trip, if they can facilitate it, they'll do that. Take somebody who is immobile on that trip. So that's kind of a neat thing that's happening in one little corner from the ambulance volunteers. So kudos to you. I got that from the Good News Network, and I'll post that article on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook.
There are two types of people in the world, and they both love the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Now, more importantly, we come to the subject of prayer. Prayer has always been paramount here at the Sound of Life since its inception, but we have stepped it up a notch. I don't know if you've heard, we've created a physical prayer wall right here in the office on the Sound of Life. And you can view that very same prayer wall online at our website, soundoflife.org, on the prayer tab near the top of the page. Click on that and you can view it. Why would you want to view it? To pray for people. Absolutely. It's full of post-it note prayers, and you can add to that if you would like. And right now I'd like to pray for Mike and his wife, her health to be restored. I pray in Jesus' name for the cancer to be removed from her body. Standing with Mike on this, and I pray that they will trust you, Lord, in the path that you have for them. Encourage them and strengthen them with your joy and your peace that the world would not understand. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So you can take advantage of the prayer wall. Of course, that's what we put it there for. We want you to do, and that's what God wants you to do. Just go to our website, soundoflife.org, click on the prayer tab near the top of the page. I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. And if you travel, dare I say it, I mean, it's one of those frustrating roads, Ulster Avenue right here from, you know, Lake Katrine down through town of Ulster in the Kingston area that way. You know, it's the heavily traveled. It's the main drag. Everything's on it. And boy, if you hit the lights just right, it takes you forever. And you probably got a street like that in your neighborhood. You've got a main drag that's got all the fast food places, all the, you know, theaters and restaurants and all that, what have you on it, and traffic. It just seems like if I start out and I'm going down to the other end, if I hit all the lights, which is, that's, and you know, technically not a miracle, but boy, it's really close. And you can just do it in 3 minutes. Boom, you're there. It's like, wow, okay, I'm going to be 15 minutes early. But you have to plan for, like, now an automobile company has unveiled a new piece of technology. No, it doesn't change the light, apparently. That's what I was kind of hoping for. But it does try to minimize the headaches of traffic lights. So what they're trying to do, they're going to become the first auto manufacturer in America to implement a speed advisory system that recommends varying speeds. stay in the parking lot. So the driver doesn't have to spend so much time sitting at that red light. The Green Light Optimize Speed Advisory, or GLOSSA. I'm not making that. I know it sounds like a joke. I'm not making this up. Apparently, Aldi's the one that's doing it. It uses traffic signal information and the position of a vehicle to display a speed recommendation that allows drivers to pass traffic lights during a green interval in order to help reduce the number of stops, which, of course, would be good for everybody concerned. I don't know how in the world this thing is going to work. But and think about it. Here you buy a car that's somehow going to tap into your town's traffic light system. Good luck on that, because I'm not really thinking that this town that I live in really has a system, and anybody knows what it is.
Totally.
I don't know.
It's Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, boy. Joe Hunter. Pretty good.
The sound of life.
God bless.
I'm pulling home and loved by you.
The sound of life with the right song at the right time. And that is Torrin Wells and Known. Fully known and fully loved. Incredible thought. Hey, it's 8:31. And of course, you know exercise is good for you. Morning exercise cannot be. I have never been a morning exercise person. I've done it. That's why I know I'm not a morning exercise person. Just rough. It just really is. But the research is in. 30 minutes of exercise every morning. Every morning may be as effective as drugs at lowering blood pressure for the rest of the day, according to the research. Wow, certainly be worth giving it a try, wouldn't it? And it's not like real complicated stuff. It's basically walking. You know, walking. That's a pretty good deal. Anytime you can get out and walk, apparently it's pretty good. Now, the short burst of exercise, in this case, walking on a treadmill, moderate intensity, whatever that is. If I'm on it, it's moderate, I'll tell you. It has long-lasting effects, and there are further benefits from extra three-minute walks later in the day, just to get out, just take a little walk. That's what they say a lot of times. When you go to a store, park at the end of the parking lot. I know it's hard to do. But that just that little extra walk right there, it really does benefit you. Pretty amazing. The results were published in the Journal of Hypertension from the American Heart Association. And they found that blood pressure, especially systolic blood pressure, was lower in men and women who took part in the exercise plans compared when they did not exercise. Women in particular enjoyed extra benefits if they added in that short three-minute walk throughout the day. See you there? There you go, right there. It's all about just doing it. It is absolutely true.
Here at The Sound of Life, we play a ton of awesome faith-based music. But have you ever wondered about the story behind these songs? Well, here's a glimpse.
Hey, I'm Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave, and this is the story behind our song, Redeemed. I've struggled a lot in my life with the issues of personal acceptance and self-worth, and during a really low point in that struggle, I remember being down in my garage, which is kind of my man cave, the place where I do all my thinking and I work out down there. And it was like the Holy Spirit just invaded that space and said, Mike, why don't you let me tell you what I think about you? Why don't you let me share with you the way that I see you? And I was an absolute broken heap on the floor of my garage as the God of the universe began to show me in my heart and in my mind how he sees me and share with me the way that he feels about me. That changed something in my life that day. God redefined humility for me. I had always thought that humility was this self-deprecating thing, but God showed me that what real humility is simply agreeing with whatever he says about anything. And over my life as a child of God, as someone who has been ransomed by the blood of Jesus, when he looks at me, he says, redeemed.
It's cold out. Oh, yeah. That's what all that wind was about and stuff. Maybe a flurry north of Albany or somewhere around. And then don't be surprised. Catskills, maybe. You never know. Still some lake effect snow. If you're traveling western New York, you can expect that. I'm very thankful that all our transmitters are on and operating. Wow, very excited about that. I know we lost power here at the studio. You wouldn't know that because we have a generator. Thank you very much. But that's just one of those things that happen right in our neighborhood, maybe in yours as well, too. Now, let's turn to a person who is known as Mother of Cairo, maybe, or Saint Maggie. Or especially to the people who live in the slums of Egypt's largest garbage city in Cairo. She is known simply as Mama Maggie, and that's what she wants to be known as because she has a mission to be a mother to these children that she saw some years ago. She grew up. Maggie grew up in an upper middle class family in Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Christians. You may never have heard that term, but that is probably the oldest Christian church. I believe the Ethiopian eunuch mentioned in the Bible, that's probably that type of a Christian. It's probably the oldest. Ethiopia, Egypt, they're Coptic Christians there. But that's what she was growing up there, and I guess her church doing an Easter project to feed some people at, I mean, there's 60,000 people live on this garbage dump in Cairo. And when she saw that, she was broken because she saw the hopelessness in the children. And that's the thing. Without love and without hope, they didn't know about God's love for them. Of course, they were incredibly hungry. And so she set out to change that. Now, you should know that Maggie became a very successful professional. First of all, she was first on the management team of a marketing firm, later as a university professor of computer science. She and her husband were raising their own two children, and her vision of motherhood began to grow as she dreamt of reaching out to children in need. And she experienced the Cairo's garbage slums through an annual Easter outreach aimed at distributing food and clothing to these families. She was gripped by the despair she saw, haunted by the children's hunger for love, acceptance, and value in society. So God really got a hold of her, and she had a vision for a ministry. She calls it Stephen's Ministry, after the first martyr of the church, Stephen. And she began a prayer with other committed Christians to join her in meeting short-term and long-term needs of the impoverished families in Cairo slums. And her humble spirit and loving heart allowed her to build close bonds with the children. And she discovered ways to meet their underlying needs. Sacrificial leadership has now guided Stephen's children for almost 25 years and has helped reach over 30,000 families with Christ love and compassion. Absolutely incredible. And she has a website. It's very simple, stephenschildren.org. Pretty incredible. I just found out about this lady yesterday because it was announced yesterday that she has been awarded the John Wilberforce Award from the Colson Center. And, of course, that's named after the man who fought slavery for 40 years in England. Mama Maggie, as she's simply known, when one has nothing, God becomes everything.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He talked a little, but he didn't make sense.
The Sound of Life.
Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. Our days of joy, spring days of joy, will soon be here coming up in March because there's some people that really appreciate this radio station.
The Sound of Life, it means a lot to me. I was incarcerated for a while, 5 years, and your radio station has definitely changed a lot in my life, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you for all your support and everything you've done on the radio.
Absolutely. We could not do that without you. And see, through your basically helping out financially, we reach people you have no idea. And we don't have any idea either till we hear from them. It's pretty amazing. So the spring days of joy will be here soon. And, man, I tell you, we need some people to answer the phones, especially in the morning and in the afternoon. Be a great way to kind of pay it forward, if you will. Volunteer for a couple of hours if you can do that. Now, we start at 6 in the morning. It'd be awesome. You could be here 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Things get really going. And then later on, we go to 6 p.m. If you can do at least a couple of hours of those at some point, man, this would be an opportunity for you. It'd be really great. You know, it's amazing to talk to people on the phone and hear their testimonies and get their support. It's pretty awesome. Details are available through the Spring Days of Joy banner on our mobile apps and at our website, soundoflife.org. Well, let's have a little fun right now, shall we? I was kind of looking at this, and I thought, yeah, this may be kind of interesting. You may want to get in on this if you have a pet, and it doesn't matter. If you remember the Cadbury, the chocolate company, the Cadbury, they have these, well, they call them classic commercials. I mean, they're dated, I guess. They feature animals trying to be the Cadbury bunny, and they're actually kind of funny. I remember that. So this year they're holding actual auditions for a new star, and that star could be your pet, anything from dogs and cats to pigs and everything in between. So, I mean, they don't care. They're just holding auditions. They just want to see what's out there, you know, and let the creative juices flow, as they say, or the creative chocolate flow. They're holding tryouts, they've already started. So they're through March the 6th. So you still got a little time to get in on that. And, it's actually, you know, they're holding tryouts for the new Cadbury bunny. So actually they're probably just going to make it funny to be for these animals to try to be the Cadbury bunny. So your pet might want a chance at being a big Cadbury chocolate bunny star, which I would think they would. Who wouldn't want to miss out on that? And all you have to do is submit a photo of your pet wearing bunny ears. And you have to go to Cadbury's website. Am I advertising for Cadbury? I hope not. They didn't give me any candy or anything for it. So I just thought I'd do it because I thought it'd be kind of funny. And you have to go on the website and explain why your pet deserves to be on TV. 50 words or less, please. And there's a limit of one submission per day because they do realize, and I'm sure they've heard from quite a few people who rescue pets, and I'm sure they're all beautiful and wonderful. And I'll post the link, I'm thinking, on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook news feed. Unless I want my puppy. I think my puppy would be the best.
During our lifetime, we travel many roads.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
You got it.
The sound of life.
So this morning we've been kind of talking about a woman who is affectionately known as Mama Maggie. That's right. Her name is Maggie. She was pretty well off and a smart woman. She was a professor, I think, at the time. She lives in Cairo, Egypt. Not Cairo in Greene County, but Cairo, Egypt. But she, as part of a church organization or an Easter project one time, they went to feed some people at the garbage dump in Cairo. You think you've seen garbage dumps? I can't even imagine. 60,000 people live on the garbage dump there. Most of them are Christians. So she went there, and, of course, she was broken by looking at the faces of the children who themselves were broken, had no hope. And here she was with all kinds of tools at her disposal. And so she just really felt broken for them. She ended up starting a ministry called Stephen's Children. I've already posted the link on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page, named after Stephen the martyr in the Bible. And so she has volunteers. She started raising money to try to help them. And for 25 years, she has dedicated probably more than 24 hours a day, you know, all kinds of stories about people. She just fell in love with the privilege of being a part of their lives. If you look at some of the photographs, you can see that. I think what changes people is what they see when they look at someone else, including you. When they see, I've heard people say that, they see Jesus in you. They see your soul in you, not the outward appearance, which can at times be kind of ugly. I'm just saying that, you know, dealing with these children and things there in the slums every day. And I'll tell you, if you've never been on a garbage dump like that, and you may have, you can't even imagine what that is like. It is really something you really want to get away from really bad. But she's been doing this Well, I think it may be coming up on 30 years, but this year the news kind of got out yesterday because the Colson Center is giving her the Wilberforce Award. They're honoring her with the service award named after William Wilberforce, the man who fought for 40 years against slavery in Britain and, of course, was successful near the end of his life. But there was a story. I wanted to share this. They helped 33,000 children with their camps. They have vocational training, schools, medical care. That's what happens when you start taking care of children and you realize what they need. They need to get into school. They need vocational children beyond feeding them. Yes, that is a concern too. Beyond their health, and that is a concern, and that all comes together. But the stories that have come out of that one person who decided to be Jesus with skin on, as some say. A few years ago, Mama Maggie was hugging a little boy named Karim, and she placed her hand over his heart. She knew at once something was wrong, and she asked a Stevens Children leader to take him to her brother, who is a cardiologist, and he discovered that Karim had a hole in his heart, and he needed surgery to correct the problem, but his desperately poor family could not possibly afford to pay for it. That's where Stephen's Children stepped in. They paid for the entire cost of the operation. And once Karim recovered, ministry volunteers visited him regularly, brought the family food, invited him to take part in a Stephen's Children's camp. That's the best part. It's amazing, right? Absolutely amazing. That one story right there, I just wanted to share with you. And check it out in your Cup of Joe Morning Show, in your Facebook news feed there. If you like Cup of Joe Morning Show, then you get extra cool things like about Mama Meg.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack, and this is an easy one for me because Christian radio plays a huge role in my life, not only as an artist, but as a listener. Each morning I wake up and my radio goes off to my Christian station in my local town. And I use it in my life, whether it's waking up to Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. It just puts my mind and my heart in the right place for the day. So Christian radio can get us going in the right way, can encourage us to be faithfully pursuing Christ. So Christian radio is more than just entertainment. Christian radio puts us in the right place to spend our day loving people well.
In desperate times, it's always good to go over what you believe. Absolutely true. I think that's one of the benefits of liturgical churches doing that. I realize you run that thing, the same thing you do over and over again. You kind of get used to it, but, you know, we're kind of caught into that. We're never going to get it just right. Perfect balance, but it is good to go over that every once in a while. I have to tell you, I would just like really cry on the air if it was permitted. Just because of the vote, a lot of people are talking about it on social media. You know, this country has taken an official stand. We couldn't even vote to say, yes, you have to keep a baby alive. You have to try to keep a baby alive if a baby is born alive. In other words, I mean, you know what I'm talking about? In other words, if a procedure was done to try to terminate the baby's life, but it was not successful and a baby was born alive, We can't even say enough that you need to keep it alive. So we're making this horrible statement as an official statement of this country, I think. And it's terrible. But here's the thing. There have always been terrible times ever since the church has been alive. And so, I mean, very terrible times when things are done to children. They always take the brunt of our sins. But the church has a great opportunity to do what God wants, to be Jesus with skin on, as you say, to do what God wants you to do. Just like this woman who was a well-to-do Egyptian woman who traveled from her home in Cairo, Egypt, to Europe all the time with parties and shopping and just living the good life until one day she saw something, and she's a Christian. She's a Coptic Christian in Egypt. And God got a hold of her, and she changed an incredible amount of people. And I'll tell you about that, because she's going to get an award coming up in May, and that's how I found out about it. But I'll tell you in less than 7.5 minutes. But that's the thing, though. There's tons of opportunities to be Jesus with skin on, to show his love. This is not going to help just to curse the darkness. You know, be a light and still pray. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Joe, welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. And I was playing her up really big yesterday because I found out that she was going to get an award in May. She's going to be the recipient of the William Wilberforce Award. William Wilberforce, of course, was the British man in parliamentarian who for 40 years he fought to end slavery. And right before he went to heaven, he was told that it passed the parliament, passed the house or whatever, wherever they vote, you know, and of course Great Britain was the first to do away with slavery wherever they were in the world. Officially. Well, here's a woman who is now is officially known as Mama Maggie. Pretty well-to-do Egyptian woman, lived in Cairo. They traveled, her and her husband, to Europe for parties and shopping. And she's in her mid-30s. And a group of friends from church made a fantastic decision. And that was to visit one of Cairo's garbage slums. One of them? 60,000 people live in the garbage dump. I invite you to visit a third world garbage dump sometime in your life because you will never, ever know what it's like. It's the difference between reading about a soldier and then being under fire in battle. And that's the difference. You will not believe what it's like, and then think people have to do that and put yourself in that position. And she saw those conditions, especially the children. And God got a hold of her. She said, I got to do something with that. And it transformed her life. And she has a biography about her that Ellen Vaughn wrote called Mama Maggie. She fell in love with the privilege of being a part of the kids' lives. And she started visiting the slums every day. And she founded a ministry that is called Stephen's Children, and it's named after the first Christian martyr. And it's been about 30 years since that happened, and Stephen's Children now helps 33,000 children. They do that through home visits, they have camps, they have vocational training, very, very important, schools, medical care, very important, you know, food is very important, medical care. Start from the first basic need that needs to be there. And then you can tell them about God's love. She is a Coptic Christian. That's kind of, they're very prevalent in Egypt and Ethiopia. But the stories that have come out of this woman's work, of course, are the reason that she is getting the William Wilberforce Award. And I'm sure she will be embarrassed to be able to get it. She counts it as a privilege to be able to do that. One of the incredible stories, you do remember back, it was back in 2015 when it was horrific news because it was out, photographs were around. They were 21 people who were beheaded by ISIS. They were all lined up in orange on the beach. They were Coptic Christians, or at least many of them were. There were 21 men there. Seven of those Coptic Christians went through her school, Stephen's Children's School. So it's pretty cool, and I wanted you to know that. So she's going to get that award back in May, and her work, of course, her loving work, see, she does it, counts it as a privilege, is only a life lived in service to Christ, and so it's pretty amazing. And it answers the question, is Christianity still needed for good in the world? You will not believe what this 77-year-old man does. It's pretty interesting. And I can kind of relate to it. You know, I don't mind cleaning up the house at home because I, as I always shout out as I'm doing it, I'm making money because you always find money. Sometimes bills. It's amazing. But he's doing it for real. He's a Korean man who lives in Montreal and he looks at the city sidewalks as he's perusing around the city. And over the course of the last 12 years, I think his name is Mr. New. He collects the abandoned Canadian currency. Is that interesting? People just, you know, for whatever reason, they drop it and it falls out of their pocket. They don't know about it. So he donates every cent he has recovered to those in need. And he has donated thousands of dollars. That's amazing, isn't it? And you would probably say, yeah, that's, we always think of other people doing something like that. You know, but others, here's the thing. We collect money here at the Sound of Life and ask you to come alongside us and partner with us. And we know you're a great friend and do that. And we do it a couple of times of the year. And one of those is coming up in the spring. And we just take 3 days and we come on the air and you hear stories about what your gift has allowed God to do in the lives that it's changed. It's pretty cool, I think. And you guys respond. I really do appreciate that. Now, here's a little note on that, because we always ask you if you would like to volunteer to answer the phones. All right. And yesterday, Ellen said, we're on day one, which is Tuesday, March 19th, starting around noon, we really need someone to be here to answer the phones for a few hours, if you could. All right. So I sure do appreciate that. You can get in touch with us very simply. Email@soundoflife.org. Email@soundoflife.org. And thanks in advance.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. You've heard of Sidewalk Prophets. All kinds of songs all over the radio. They got a couple of big concerts coming up with Dave Pettigrew. And I've got David Frey of Sidewalk Prophets right here on the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Well, they've been together for many years. Dave and Ben together all these years.
Man. I'm the one that's like long-winded. And my buddy Ben is the succinct one. And we write well together. That's the thing.
I'm glad you brought Ben up, because you guys are still together and still got the group going after all these years. You're doing amazing.
He's full-time managing, but every bit as important, if not more, part of the band, man. We're still writing every. Actually, we just got in the studio. We recorded our first four songs for the new album this week, so it was a lot of fun. So.
And the new album is?
Is going to be awesome.
Okay.
We're still like devising. You know, even all the songs that are going to be on it. We have a selection, but once you get in there and start recording, you never know. You know, where God's going to take it and what songs you're like, man, that might not fit as well as we thought. Let's go with this. We wrote for the last 2 years and like 20, 25 songs that we thought, man, these all could be on the album. And right. So it's kind of been hard to whittle down to 12 to 14, you know, and then you still have these 8 to 10 more songs that you're like, man, this could be good. So, we started with four, and then we're going to take a week to record the vocals and then go back in and do another three or four and keep it going kind of in that vein. So it'll take all month, but I think it's the right way to do it. So.
Wow. Songs are not frivolous things for you, are they?
Oh, amen.
A little inside behind the scenes look at songwriting for you from Sidewalk Prophets, Dave Frey there. He's a great guy. He loves God and he loves to entertain. It's pretty amazing. Can't wait to see them and hear them with Dave Pettigrew. First of all, around the Capital Region, Monday, March 18th at 7 p.m. And then that Friday, March 22nd, Changepoint Church in Poughkeepsie, right in the Hudson Valley, both at 7 p.m. and both have opportunities for you to be there. You be there at both shows if you want. You know, it's fine. They're just more the better. But we've got banners up for the Sidewalk Prophets with Dave Pettigrew concerts on our mobile apps and also at our website. That's how you can get your tickets at our website, especially at soundoflife.org.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
I almost hate to do this to you, but it's really good. You know, it's kind of an awakening kind of thing. And George Barn has been doing this for years. Great. You know, he does these surveys and he compares lifestyles really with people who are Jesus followers and people who are not. And looking at the difference, and the sad thing is that a lot of times we, you know, as a body of believers, we don't look all that much different in certain lifestyle areas with the rest of the world, which is really convicting. But his latest is non-believing friends talking with believing friends. And so he just recently got posted. So here's the thing. Here's what it includes. Non-Christians prefer to have in their conversations with their Christian friends, but they don't necessarily want you talking to them about evangelizing them. They just would love to talk about spiritual things. 62% of people, either non-Christians or lapsed Christians, want to talk with a person who is a follower of Christ, a friend, a family member, but they want a member who, and listen to this, quote, listens without judgment. Listens without judgment. Only 34% said that this practice was found among practicing Christians they know personally. Something to work on. So next time, maybe you can catch yourself talking with someone and just listen without judgment. And you go a long way. Boy, this winter's really, it's kind of taken a beating on my throat early in the morning, and I'd be so glad tomorrow will be March. So, you know, and then we'll be over that. Maybe. I was kind of joking about how it'd be nice to be, get rid of all this February weather. Be nice to get rid of it. Anyway, Dove is a company that has done some of the most amazing things when it comes kind of to research. They video it. And I can think of, I'm pretty sure they're the ones that have did the one where the children were asked, actually the mom was brought in and said, I want you to rate your parenting skills on a scale of 1 to 10. Most of them kind of, what would you say? You know, your parenting skills, thinking about your children. And I know most of them said, well, you know, maybe a 5, something like that, you know, probably 4 or 5, maybe, I don't know, 6, something. And they all kind of said that. So then the parents, the mom, got to watch when her children were brought in and asked, how would you rate your mother's parenting skills? And they were all like, oh, man, she's a 9 there. And, you know, she's a 10 and all this. They were just bawling because they were just so stunned at how their kids revered their parenting skills and their parents honoring their parents that way. It was really pretty emotional. They've done some other amazing things where they, I think it was in Europe on a big department store, they put 2 entrances out front. They did that. I have no idea. They just recreated the front of the store. And over one, it said glamorous, and over the other one, it said average. And they wanted to see which one people picked. Women. Everything is focused on toward women. How they do that. Amazing. Do things like having a person describe themselves to an artist that draws suspects based on what people tell them the description is. And the person describes themselves, and then they bring in a friend of that person to describe them. And they look at the differences. It's really stunning, just one after the other. They've done some amazing things. Well, they took it to the next level. We were talking earlier about the Dove company. Yes, they make soap. That they've done such a great job with, I guess you could say, their emotional way that they have reached out to women and women issues and concerns. Some really amazing hidden camera kind of things where they ask women. The one that really got to me was to rate their parenting skills. Mom, rate your parenting skills. You know, 1 to 10, I'll give myself a 5. And then their daughter would come in and say, oh, she's a 9, man. Maybe a 10 and stuff. And they were just really crying. It was very emotional to see the difference. And they realized how their children really thought very highly of them. It's really pretty cool. So Dove is giving back, and they've stepped it up a notch, you know, because you always got to step it up a notch, as a means of giving American fathers, which really you're giving to the family when you do that, aren't you? Yeah. A chance to spend time with their newborn children. Dove is giving away multi-$1,000 grants for working dads who don't have access to paid paternity leave. The cosmetic company created the Paternity Leave Fund. The goal is to give away at least $1 million in paternity leave grants to proud fathers over the course of the next 2 years. Now, I got this information from the Good News Network, and I will post the link on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page for you.
Connect with Joe Hunter on Facebook. Go to the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page because he really needs some friends. The Sound of Life.
Those of you who know me or, you know, on Facebook, kind of, I am a big fan of Calvin and Hobbes, and I know you might be as well, too. If you're not, I suggest you should be a fan of Calvin and Hobbes. And yesterday, it was really one of those cute cartoons I thought was really cool. Where Calvin comes in and he says, Dad, what you having for breakfast? He says, oatmeal. He's like, oatmeal, huh? A bowl of pasty, bland, colorless sludge. His father said, just keeps reading the paper. Yes, why don't you go describe your own food somewhere else? I'll bet you'd rather have a bowl of tasty, lip-smacking, crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside, chocolate-frosted sugar bombs. Can I pour you some? His father says, no thanks, I'm trying to reach middle age. And in Calvin terms to mom, hey, what are you having, mom? Boring old toast and tea. And she says, you want that beanie? You eat the cereal, Calvin.
That kid's about as sharp as a pound of wet leather.
You're a national treasure.
Come on.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
Here we go.
I would suggest to you, however, that you do something about your sense of humor.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
The battle of wits has begun.
Tell somebody today that you're proud of them. All right? That's your assignment for today. Just somebody during the day. I am proud of you, and I am proud of you for doing that. I just saw this fact about the TV show Friends. Will we just never let it go? It's just living on, isn't it? Well, there was an extra there who ended up becoming a regular fixture on the show when they were in the coffee shop. He was behind the counter, the barista behind the counter. His name is Gunther in the show, and his real name is James Michael Tyler, and the reason he got the part of being the barista is because he was the only one in the whole place who actually knew how to use a cappuccino machine. At least that's, he said, yeah, I know how to use it. Of course, he was smart is what he was. And so he was on there all the time. Yeah, I wonder how much that television show influenced, you know, that was a while back, influenced the popularity of sitting around a coffee shop, having a latte, and being on your laptop now or just talking and whatever, doing devotionals even. You know, and you may be like, come on, you know, you want to know how much television, how much entertainment influences our culture? This is really scary. What was the TV show that had, he's on a TV show again now. He's a very famous actor, he's, you know, old like me. He was on the radio, psychiatrist on the radio, and he was based out of Seattle. And he was in his apartment a lot in the TV show, and he had a big picture glass window, and it had a view out of the city of Seattle with the Space Needle in part of that view. That influenced the culture so much so that real estate in Seattle is swamped with people trying to get apartments in the city with that view. They said everybody used to just want to live out in the suburbs. That was the big deal. That was where the crunch was, you know, the high demand was. And now people want to move in the city. They couldn't figure out why is there this movement over the last several years of people wanting an apartment in the city. And for some reason, they want a big picture window with the view of the Space Needle. And they figured it out. It was that TV show that had the view of the Space Needle. It's pretty interesting, huh?
Shazam.
Right. Can you imagine living? Well, you can't imagine living in the 1500s. You can't do it. Just can't go out of here and do it. But can you imagine living in the 1500s in Nuremberg, or what is now Nuremberg, Germany, and pulling out of your pocket the most intricate device of gears and springs that actually keeps accurate time? What time is it? People think that it came from an old English word for a watchman, a watch, basically. We all know what a watch is to keep time, right? Nowadays, we look at our cell phone to keep time. That's kind of the way it is, you know? Yeah, driven by the millennials. Yes. Guess who's getting back into traditional watches and watch making? Amazing. Somebody, for me, you wouldn't want to get me as a kid a watch, because I'm so curious about how the thing works. I'd take it apart and then wouldn't work again. But millennials, the younger generation, may have grown up telling time on cell phones and digital devices, but many of them are now turning back time, if you will, and returning to the days of the traditional watch. How can that be? Watch sales have jumped 8% this year. That's significant. According to this marketing research group, a growing number of millennials are also getting into the watch-making business, which basically, well, I never thought about this, but it was a vanishing field that is seeing a rebirth. A watch industrial supplier company said there's a demand, get this, for over 40,000 watchmakers in America. Maybe You want to think about that before you get on the bus this morning early, unless you got a delay and you're taking a nap and you don't hear this, you miss it. But tell somebody, you know, you may want to get into watchmaking. 40,000 watchmakers are needed in America. That's incredible. I will, of course, post this article, Watchmaking Trending Upward. It's a timeless piece for all generations. I posted it on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page.
Well, that was exciting.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I kind of think it kind of figures. I'm trying stereotyping, but you know, it would be a New Jersey man that would come up with an idea like this.
Is bringing your food with you on the go becoming an inconvenience to your life?
Of course.
Are you tired of constantly forgetting where you put your pizza? Introducing.
Oh, we all do. So introducing the latest, hottest food item, and I say that totally tongue-in-cheek, it's the Pizza Pocket. As you can well imagine, you're like, what, a pizza? You go get that slice, you know, at your favorite pizza place, you got that slice for lunch on the way, but you can't eat it right now. You got to wait till you get to your destination. Maybe it's home or something. So you need a place to put that pizza that's going to keep it warm. Why not? Right in your front pocket. So there's this crowdfunding for an... Of course it's crowdfunding. You don't think he's going to come up with the money himself to do this? I'm not investing my money in something like this, even though I think it's a great idea. It's a hoodie that basically has a pizza pocket on the front of it, right in front. Not where you would put your hands. Thank God for that. You can still keep your hands warm and your pizza warm. And basically, you're putting it in to an insulated pouch, which keeps your pizza warm. And you can take the insulated pouch out and wash it a couple of times if you want to. You know. And my first thought was, if you carry your food, a slice of pizza, in your clothing, you probably, there's a good chance you're already doing it without the pizza pocket, and you probably don't need something that you can take out and wash anyway, do you? I wouldn't think that would be a necessary.
I can't take it anymore.
I know. It's the
your
pizza pocket.
Daily yes. Dose of encouragement.
You got to skip the line pass. I'm giving it to you for a couple of minutes. Thank you very much.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I told you to tell somebody you love them, right? Or you forgive them. There you go. Kind of go hand in hand. Hey, I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. And a couple of songs ago, I was talking about crowdfunding the pizza pocket hoodie. Man, the idea of putting a slice of pizza in anywhere near my clothes is just absolutely incredible. And maybe the whole thing's a joke. I have no idea. You never know nowadays when it comes to fashion. But here's the thing. Talking about streaming and crowdfunding, you've probably seen this because 15 million people have. And it's been around for a couple of years, but it's a crowdfunded entertainment project. And I'll tell you the name of it. It's called The Chosen. That's the idea. The idea is they want to do a series, like a series of a TV show, I believe. But here's the thing. It's the number one crowdfunded project in entertainment, which you don't see too many of those. It's called The Chosen, and they've raised $11 million from 16,000 investors, or over 16,000 investors. So they released the concept pilots. Have been around for a while. They said, well, let's see what you think of this. We want to do more of this. It has been viewed over 15 million times in 10 languages all around the world, and they've rallied the investors have to produce, market, and distribute the first four episodes. Man, that's a lot of money. Four episodes that will be released this Easter, which is late in the season for Easter. It's like April the 12th, I believe, somewhere in there. So it's kind of late, so you got a little while for that. But I invite you to watch. And there's some question about the company or the man that owns the company, things like that. But this series, this pilot thing is like 25 minutes episode. And it concerns the shepherds right about the time of Jesus' birth and their interaction with each other, with the townspeople, and with the priest in the synagogue. And one particular shepherd. It is very powerful. It is very worth seeing. I think when you see it, you'll immediately want to watch it again. The ending, as they say, will blow your socks off. And I invite you to do that. And I will post that link on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook news feed so you can watch it.
If you didn't know, from my dad.
here we go. Things you didn't know. I can just about guarantee it because we're talking to Wayne. How are you,
man? Hey, Joe. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. Friday. Here we go.
Friday, my favorite part of the week. Talking to you every Friday morning.
Be in the 30s. Warming up. Zoom for flip-flops.
I'm telling you. Now, you ready for your music news?
Yeah. What's going on?
All right. We've got a couple new songs in rotation on the station I thought I'd mention. You may have heard them already. The first one is called Church, Take Me Back by Cochran and Company.
Yeah, first time Cochran. I think it's Michael Cochran.
Okay.
Michael Cochran, I think, is, yeah.
Yeah,
I like that. Very interesting. I always like to do a little bit of research, but then I forgot exactly what I researched about it.
Well, we'll be playing it a lot, so we'll get it down real soon.
Okay.
Another song, Forever on Your Side by Need to Breathe.
They do good stuff, man.
They do great stuff.
Absolutely great.
And the third new song that we've got.
And by the way, you spelled out Need to Breathe.
I did.
It's all supposed to be spelled as
I
one
know
word.
It is. That's just for my, you know, so spell things phonetically and stuff so I don't mess things
doesn't
up.
Doesn't count.
And the third song is Resurrecting by Elevation Worship, who seems like they're becoming another Hillsong. They're just cranking out kind of hit after hit lately.
Yeah, they've had a few. That's had a couple of callers on that. A very impactful song.
Yeah, it is. And we got some upcoming shows and concerts for you. John Waller and Dave Pettigrew on Saturday, March 30th at Goodwill Church in Montgomery. Right. And then we've got Brandon Heath and Dave Pettigrew on Sunday, May 19th at Change Point Church in Poughkeepsie.
Wow.
And the third one I got for you, Joe, is Phillips Craig and Dean on Saturday, July 27th at Northway Church in Clifton Park.
Awesome show.
So it's a little further out. You know, you'll be hearing stuff on those in the coming weeks and months, but wanted to just throw them out there, get it on people's radar.
No Dave Pettigrew at Northway?
Probably it will be announced next week that Dave will be there. So people ask, I've asked when I first started here, who is this Dave Pettigrew opening for every Christian band, Joe, known to man?
I'm glad you asked.
Who is he? Because we mention his name on the radio multiple times a day.
We do. Well, he's an independent artist from New Jersey, northern New Jersey, of course. Originally thought he was going to be a sax player.
Interesting.
Very cool. And, I mean, you know, he's got a great voice.
Yes, he does.
I guess there was no way God wasn't going to put him on stage front and center. He is really good. He works hard, obviously. He's been out on just about every concert he opens for.
He does.
A lot of people know him. All the people that you hear know who he is when they come on tour. But a really cool thing is he's a world vision artist.
Oh, yeah.
So basically he's using his music as a vehicle to speak on behalf of the poorest of the poor. Each of his shows gives the audience the ability to sponsor a child and save a life. So there you go. Be prepared.
Yeah, that's true. When I, you know, when I went to the first Christian concert I've been to when I started working here, they were doing that. World Vision was there, and the bands are basically trying to, you know, get the audience to sponsor kids. At the end of their little maybe 10-minute segment where they were trying to get sponsors, they asked everyone in the audience, can you put your hands up if you sponsor kids? And I was shocked at how many people. The large percentage of that audience where all the hands went up.
Yeah.
You know, so even people, you'd think, oh, look at them. Maybe there's not a lot of people sponsoring the kid right now. But then when the hands went up, I realized, oh, that's because they're doing it already.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, God is working.
I've never seen anything like that. Yeah. So, yeah, Dave's got a new album out. It's called Faith and Gasoline. Personally, one of my favorite albums. I listen to a lot of Christian artists.
I know.
I listen through the whole albums. And I've got to say, this album, Faith and Gasoline, Joe, listen through the whole thing. I don't want to skip a song. I mean, every song is that good.
Ooh.
It's that good. So I think we've got a little clip of one of his songs in there called Undertow for you.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
All right. Well, here you go. Go Dave Pettigrew. Good song. Yeah.
And you know what? Anyone who wants to check more out on Dave, he performs live every Monday night on a Facebook group that he started called Monday Night Worship. 8 o'clock every Monday night. Go check him out.
Okay.
He's awesome.
Very good. Very good. What's this about coming up?
Yeah, I know we got to take a break, but we're going to talk about candy.
We are, huh?
I think so.
Okay. What kind of candy? Is that a secret?
Yummy candy.
Okay. All right. I'll trust you on this one. Coming up in a couple of songs. Thanks. All right, so we're going to be talking with Wayne about candy, understand?
Yeah.
Well, no, don't be that excited.
I'm so excited. No, it's something I need to stop eating, quite frankly.
We all do, believe me, yes. So does this have anything to do with what? Easter maybe?
Well, yeah. I mean, we just came out of Valentine's Day, and I still got, you know, in the kitchen over there, you see that bag of conversation hearts that's still sitting there.
It's like it's always candy season. At some point, every point in the year, it's always candy.
I don't know what the connection between the holidays are, but it seems every holiday, it's sugar.
You know, like sugar.
It's evil marketing. Right? Evil to our waistlines, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm hoping to get my blood sugar down enough so that I can enjoy, Joe, some marshmallow peeps because Easter's coming.
Ah, the peeps.
And the peeps come out.
I know two people in the whole entire world who like peeps. I don't know why the rest of us buy them, but we must because they sell them.
I don't normally buy them, but for some reason, you know, the kids get the Easter baskets and stuff, and somebody else always buys them for you. You always buy them for somebody else.
So this whole candy thing was just to talk about peeps?
It is, yeah. Okay. You know why? Because the iconic peep that you've known since you were a kid, they've got seven new flavors.
No way!
Yeah, they're different colors, but they all taste the same.
They certainly do. I agree.
Not anymore, Joe, because now we've got new flavors coming out, including cotton candy, pancakes, and syrup.
Oh, no. No.
I'm going to skip that one, I think. Orange sherbet dipped in cream-flavored fudge. That one I might try. That's like the old creamsicle.
Okay.
Root beer float, vanilla cream, chocolate caramel swirl, and blue raspberry.
Wow. And they're just the new ones.
Those are the new ones for the year, Joe.
Do they have the yellow ones? Like they've had?
You might have a hard time finding those this year.
I will tell you something that you probably did not know.
What's that?
That peeps are as old as I am.
Really?
Yeah.
So. That's pretty young. That hasn't been around.
Oh, really? Okay. The owner of the company is called Just Born.
Okay.
Now, I don't think it has... I think it has something to do because they're chick, but I don't think it's a Christian organization. I don't think. But you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Somebody will correct you if you're wrong.
I'm sure they will. Absolutely. But they were introduced back when I was introduced to the world. Just throw it out there.
Well,
I don't know why I did that.
It's one of those classic candies.
It is. Right? Oh, there's no doubt about that. I personally think that the peeps that you buy at the store were around then, too. Mm-hmm. I think they were all made at the same time.
They may have been.
I don't know.
Well, Joe, that's all I got for you.
Thank God for that.
I'm going to the kitchen to finish those conversation hearts now.
You're
going
to go order peeps, aren't you?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.